Blog Talk Radio.
Rocko, Wide World, the hit team.
Dollars and diamonds, dollars and diamonds, dollars and diamonds, she like dollars and diamonds. With a plus motivator, and it turned wrong. Money motivator, and it turned wrong.
Handle the business, capitalize off a look. Study the art of seduction, you either take or get took. It ain't shit to tell her, cause she knows she the baddest. That's why I pin her to that wall like she mounted on brackets. She got fur on the back, so she hated by Peter. I'm hated by his ex, and I don't really rock with him either. He tripping cause he miss you and you got that ether. AC, he been blowing steel hot like fever. I got images of her that was taken from me. And can't nobody see him, that was only taken from me. Nothing short of perfection, BBS she be flexing. Mirror, mirror, you looking back at an angel's reflection. She like
dollars and diamonds, dollars and diamonds, dollars and diamonds.
Swinging in the southern breeze, strange.
from the poplar trees. Pastoral scene of the gallant south, the bulging eyes and the twisted mouth. The sudden smell of burning flesh. Here is a fruit for the crows to pluck, for the rain to gather, for the wind to suck, for the sun to rot, for the tree.
Hello.
Hey, V. Okay, let me try to call these people up real quick.
Okay.
All right. Just give me 1 second. Oh, boy.
What happened?
I mean, I don't know, man. It pisses me off when it don't go right, when stuff doesn't go right. Hold on for a second. Let me look and see if this is the right number. I'm not getting no answer from him, so I guess I need to call her up and see what's up with her.
Okay.
Well, boy, today is just one of those days, man. Just, wow.
hold on 1 second, honey. Hold on.
Yeah.
Sorry about that.
No problem. Girl's name is Carlina.
Carlina.
Hello?
Yeah. Hello, Carlina.
Hello, how are you?
We're sorry about the mishap, man, but we had some problems. We had a problem with our software, and I just got it back up, and I'm about to call up. I just called Edge, and I can't get them, but I'm going to try them one more time before I start the show. Actually,
okay,
we're live right now. Just letting you know we're live right now.
Oh, okay. All right, then. I'm actually kind of listening in. I can hear the music playing. It's very nice.
Okay, I'm not going to worry about him then. Let me get this thing going with you.
And don't forget, Michelle is going to be calling in at around 9:10.
Okay, okay.
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 6732 number 1646.
Got it now.
G-Swiss, Sauk in Central New York. Da Vinci, where you at? Yo, shorty. No, I'm coming right back. When I leave, you know I'm coming right back. Do what you do, you know how I like that. When I leave, it's never forever. Before it's all said and done, you better get it together. So when I come back, I hope things get better. Just think back on the times that we treasure. Making love in a tub, all pleasure. The love that I got for you, they couldn't measure. Even if I leave, don't mean that I'm leaving. If I don't make it home, don't mean that I'm cheating. Out on the road doing shows for the weekend. No reason to act like that. So when I leave, I'll be right back. Forget about the lies and rumors. Just to see you wish it could be sooner. Me plus you just equals a little junior.
I'll be right back, baby.
Right back.
Then I'll be right back, baby.
Right back.
I promise you I'll never leave. As long as you have me. Said I'll be right back, baby.
Right back.
Then I'll be right back, baby.
Right back.
I swear that no matter where I go, I'll be coming right back to you.
When I make it home, you know it's all love, girl. So you know it ain't no reason to bug, girl. Stop tripping. Stop flipping. Whenever we together, my heart starts skipping. Whenever I'm gone, you the one that I'm missing. I got you on my mind all of the time. You know the haters gon' hate and the lies gon' lie. Think about it. They don't wanna see you by my side. Never meant to hurt you. Don't wanna see you cry. Last thing I wanna see is some tears in your eyes. I'll be right back. I know you hear it all the time. If I ain't with you, then I'm out on the grind. Told you. It ain't even like that. Just know when I leave, I'm coming right back. Told you, it ain't even like that. Just know when I leave, I'm coming right
then
back.
Then I'll be right back, baby.
Right back.
Then I'll be right back, baby.
Right back.
I promise you I'll never leave. As long as you have me. I said I'll be right back, baby.
Right back.
Then I'll be right back, baby.
Right back.
I swear that no matter where I go, I'll be coming right back. No matter where I go, you'll always be on my mind. G-Swiss said it best, I'm just on my grind. You know I'll be there for you. When you're down and don't know what to do, just go ahead and take my hand. I'll pull you up and help you stand. It don't matter what them haters say, just remember that I'm here to stay. Ain't no one tear me away from you. Don't care what they try to do. They're just jealous of what we got. So we'll look at this and laugh. Cause just like I told you, I came right
back. I'll be right back, baby. Right back.
Said I'll be right back, baby.
Right back.
I promise you I'll never leave. As long as you have me. I said I'll be right back, baby.
Right back.
Said I'll be right back, baby.
Right back.
I swear that no matter where I go, I'll be coming right back.
Right.
Then I'll be right back, baby.
Right back.
Then I'll be right back, baby.
Right back.
I promise you I'll never leave. As long as you have me. Then I'll be right back, baby.
Right back.
Then I'll be right back, baby.
Right back.
I swear that no matter where I go, I'll be coming right back to you. Coming right back to you. Oh, you know I'm coming back to you. Oh, back to you. Coming back to you.
Yeah. I like that, Dad. That's the best song I ever heard right there. That's G Smith with Coming Right Back and his man For Real. Hey, dude, this is going to be a great show, man. It turned out to be a bad show. We had problems with our software, but now it's up and running, so it's not going to bring me down. The devil's not going to bring me down. We're going to have a wonderful show. We're going to go into it with my girl, Miss Carlina, on the phone, and I got my sad host, my partner, my destruction to describe, Vienna. Hey, Vienna, what's up, baby? How you doing?
What's up, big baby? What's going down?
You know what, man? Hey, I see the devil tried to bring us down a little bit, man. He was going to going to bring our show down. We weren't going to go on today. But you know what? I got a stir to tell them God is real. You know what I'm saying?
That's right. That's right. God is real, honey. And we're still strong. We're going on strong, and we're moving forward because that's what it is. That's how we do. We overcome the obstacles.
That's right. That's right. Hey, girl, we got to have a great show tonight. I mean, we
yes,
got
we
my man, Ann, she didn't show up. Actually, he's calling me on the line. Hold on for a second. Hey, Deanna, just talk a little bit. And,
Well, being that we have Coralina on the line, how are you, Coralina?
I'm fine, thank you, Vienna. How are you this evening?
You know, honey, you are driving me crazy with that accent. I love your accent. Oh, my Lord. You know, my daughter can do the whole English, the whole British accent. I can't do it for anything in the world. And I tried. I tried. I can't do it. I can't get it. I just love hearing that accent. It's just so sexy. It is very sexy. So have you ever spoken like that? So I can't do it.
Just kind of relax and let it flow.
Just let it flow. I like that. Just let it flow. Let it flow, let it flow, let it flow.
Hey, you know what? That was my man, Edge. He just called. I'm going to try him right now. I'm back, brother. Because I told him, I said, we've been trying to call him. We couldn't get him. He said he's waiting off me. Nick fell asleep waiting on me.
Hello.
What's up, man? Hello.
Yes.
Hello.
What's up, brother? Hello. What's going on, man?
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, man, we're just getting started, really, man. We're just getting started. So, hey, man, we're going to introduce you. We're going to introduce Miss Coralina. She's on the phone. She's an international star. You guys might have heard her. She's a reggae star, and she's a songwriter also. And Edge is Big Man Entertainment. This guy has a clothing line. He has a store. He has all that stuff. He's going to tell you a little bit more once we get into the show. But first, we're going to go into another song. I'm going to introduce one of my favorites. This is one of my songs here. This is my girl, Palm, Can't Be Beat, and this is a song that she wrote herself. Where's Palm from, Vienna?
You know, you got me stuck on stupid on that one, but I love her songs. I really do. I love enjoying her songs. I love her video. And it's, you just got to hear it. Just play the damn song.
With this rap shit, yeah, I'm on another level, boy, not a rock star. But I slapped a heavy metal, boy, raised in the hood. So I got it like a ghetto boy, and being at the bottom, that ain't something I can settle for. Listen to my metaphors, trying to tell you I'm a boss. Macaroni status, hella cheesy.
Hey, you know what? I did it again. That's what I heard. I'm
going in. Around my way, yo, these niggas stay scheming. Praying for my downfall, you niggas keep dreaming. Well, fuck it, I'm a leader, I'm about to lead the way. These niggas all in black and white, but talking in the shades of gray. I don't care what you phony motherfuckers say. You're like the newspaper, switching stories every day. I got a new team, they say I'm a new bitch. I'm still the old me, I'm just on some new shit. Now everywhere I go, they treat me like the quarterback. My words is like a football, you know they run it back. These niggas in my way every time I touch down. I represent that two walk with that two pound. I got them going back and forth, it's like a bit of war. Cause whenever they hear me speak, you know what they is fighting for. A diamond in the dirt, and they say I'm champagne on my rhyme rap. But everything was all good just a week ago. Got my reasonable doubts, it got me speaking low. So tell me really now, do you know what's deep? It's when they run up on you, put it to your bitch deep. And now you're screaming to the police who shot you. All eyes on me, my ambitions as a rapper. I guess sometimes it's just the way I am. Purple pills, you know I got them buzzing with. Since the first day I brought it to the deep rug, got 99 problems in my room, ain't questioning.
You know what, Vienna?
Yes.
Paul, this is going in, man. You know what? I just made me think of something, man. We're going in tonight. We ain't gonna be stopped by nobody, nothing. I don't care what kind of problems we've been having tonight. Everything's gonna go good from now on. We're going in. What's up, Vienna?
We're going in, baby. We're going in hard. That's the way we do. But now I'm chilling. How you doing, C?
You know what? I'm going to answer that question for you. I had to think about it for a minute. I was going to say I was doing pretty bad, but due to the fact that we got everything together now, I'm doing real good. Blessed by God. I love God. I love everything we're doing. We're doing it pretty big, guys. So you got – hey, you know who we had on the show last week, man? It was last week, I think. I got a phone call from one of my sources in Hollywood, and Steven Seagal was checking us out. Steven Seagal. What about that? What you know about that?
You know, you left me stuck on stupid on that one, too, because I was like, Steven Seagal, wait, hold on a minute. Mark for Death, Steven Seagal? Oh, Steven, if you're listening, we are big fans. We love you. Thank you for tuning in. You are the best.
Yeah. Yes. Hey, man. Hey, don't hurt us, though, brother. You can call in if you want, but don't kick anybody and don't. You know, just don't do anything that we wouldn't do, because basically we keep it clean around here. We don't want you to draw blood, Steven, but I love you to death, brother. You're a good guy. We love
yes,
you to death, and I'm not going to tell you who told us you called in, but you probably already know because they're good friends of yours. Hey, Vienna, we got something going on right now. What do we got going on? You want to tell the people what we got going on? We got a little something going on right now as far as artists that we're dealing with. You know what I'm talking about?
As far as artists, I don't know. There's too many things that we're doing, Caesar.
Things we can't really talk about, but some we can because we're not.
There's a lot of things we can't talk about, Caesar. That's what you see. I ain't been promoting nothing, right?
Yeah, I got you, man. Hey, you just been made like a something special. You had a special interest last night with me with the DJs and.
Yes.
Vienna has something she wants to share with you guys, so check this out. I didn't know they did it like this, but check it out. Vienna, tell them who you are now.
Okay, I am officially a Nerve DJ.
Wow.
Yeah, but that was like, I was like, okay, I'm a Nerve DJ. Okay, that's cool. That's what's up. What is a Nerve DJ?
Let me tell the people out there that want to ask that question.
I like the title, don't get me wrong. I love the title. But what is a Nerve DJ, my nigga? Because I don't know.
Hey, guys, let me tell you what a Nerve DJ is for people that don't know. This is what the Nerve
Go
DJ
ahead,
is.
Go ahead, baby. Let them know.
I'm actually a Nerve DJ myself. And I love those guys, man. They got it really going on. They do a lot of big things. They mostly deal with the major artists out there, like the people like Player Flat or 3-6 Mafia. Last night they had rapper Forte on the phone, and they had Kid Shine on the phone. So we got to chill out with those people. And they deal with a lot of people. They deal with LL Cool J, Vivica Fox. They deal with all those big names that you can't get on the phone. But they deal with the big people. And they named Vienna. We were on the phone last night, and Vienna, she didn't even know it was coming, man. She was on the phone line with me, and I was just talking back and forth to Johnny O. Johnny O, what's up, man? I hope you're out there listening, brother. If you're not, then you should have been. Somebody's out there going to tell you about it, man. But we're giving the Nerd DJs, we're giving the Nerd DJs a plug-in because that's the best rap coalition right there that's out other than the core DJs, and you also have the international DJs, which I'm also a part of. I like both of those groups. But the Nerd DJs is something real, guys. If you don't know what the Nerd DJs is, then you guys really, really need to check them out. They got a website. It's nerddjs.mean.com. You guys can check it out if you get a chance. That's nerddjs.mean.com. Check it out and become a Nerd DJ, man. It's kind of hard to get out there like that. But these guys will plug you in, and we're going to have a lot of drops from those guys because they're going to give me some drops. We're going to get some drops from some of the major artists out there. And we're also looking for drops from some of the independent artists also as well. So Vianna's going to be on top of that. I'm going to be on top of that. And you guys just keep joining us like every Wednesday night. We go on live at 7 p.m. Tonight was kind of a hassle. Gidget Mohammed, hey, she was taking care of business as always. She was on her business. She called them up and she was like, "Dude, my guy's telling me that he has to have four numbers. There's no four numbers. Do you know four numbers?" And they clarified it and told her there wasn't a four pin number. But the operator kept asking me for four digits for the pin number, so we couldn't get in. So that's why we were kind of late. But we got the show going on now, so everybody's tuned in. If you're not tuned in, get locked in right now. We're on Blog Talk, guys. I'm promoting on Facebook. I'm promoting on MySpace. I'm on Bebo. I'm on LinkedIn. You guys check it out because you'll probably see. I'm also promoting on YouTube. You guys check it out because when we promote, I mean, it looks like we're just on Facebook, but there's a lot of other social networks you can connect in. All you gotta do is link your social networks up together, and it'll work itself, man. Also, don't forget Twitter. I'm sorry, my man Blocks. What's up, Blocks? Hopefully you're in the house, brother. If you're not, then you should have been because we gave you a shout out. All right.
You know that's right. You know that's right.
Hey, Vianna, this is the way it's gonna work right now. We're going to get my girl on the phone. Oh, man, this girl is sensational, guys. Check her out. Check her out on Facebook. She'll give you all her social networks before this interview is done. We're going to let you know what she has going on so you guys can get her online. Check her out. Check her out. Check her out. She's a superstar, guys. This girl is nice. She's a reggae artist, man. I don't know where she's from. She could be from the island. She could be from right here. I don't know where she's from, but we'll know where she's from, and we'll know what's going on with her a little bit in a little bit because I'm going to get Vianna to get at her. But first of all, I have my man, Big Man ENT, on the phone lines, and that's my man, Edge. Edge does it all. I can't really tell you what he does because he does it all. This guy's a business for everything. So I'm going to let Vianna talk to the choice, whoever she wants to choose. Ladies first. I'm going to let her choose whoever she wants to choose. And we're going to get into this interview. But first, I'm going to play you guys another song. This is another song. This is a song that this is one of my homegirls I went to high school with. We started out in grammar school, but we got through high school. Our mother passed away with breast cancer. Sorry to say, man, but, yeah, her mom passed away. She was like a mom to me. And this girl right here is a beautiful young lady also. You guys can check her out on Facebook. Her name is Nikki Allen. Check out Nikki Allen, guys.
Steal my heart, baby. you know are Nikki Allen, Nikki Allen, Nikki Allen. What's up, Nikki Allen? I know you're out there listening in, so hey, guys, check that out. Go to iTunes, Badass Song right there. Nikki Allen. That's N-I-K-K-I. You guys know how to spell Allen. I'm not going to take you there. I don't want you to name that tune right there. Go out and get it, guys. iTunes, CD Baby's on there. Hey, guys, right now, St. John's B. Methodist Baptist Church, man. These guys got a bonfire going on. That's going on this month on the Saturday, the 30th. That's this week. That's this week. We got a hay rack. We'll be available. We're having hot dogs. We're having hamburgers. We're roasting marshmallows. It's going to be coleslaw. My famous coleslaw, guys. Hey, guys, you coming. This is where it's going to be at. It's going to be at 1285 County Road 300. That's in Shannon, Mississippi, guys. If you want more info, call me up at 662-995-0679. Again, at 662-995-0679. Hey, you can also check us out on www.cevaradio.com. Again, that's www.cevaradio.com. Hey, guys,
now let Deanna
take it away,
Deanna.
Go ahead, baby. It's all your show now.
What's up, Coralina? How are you, sweetheart?
I'm fine, thank you, Deanna. How are you this evening?
I'm doing wonderful. I'm doing wonderful. Like I was telling you earlier, your accent is driving me crazy. I just love that accent, so I'm going to speak to you first because I got to hear that accent over and over and over again. So you were born in the U.K. and you were raised in the United States. How was that transition? How was that transition going from the United States back to the UK?
You know, initially it was difficult. I had a hard time adjusting when I first came. But then once I got used to America, wow, this is my home. You know what I'm saying? I love it. It's absolutely lovely. I don't mind going back to England, but if there's a choice, I'm coming back home every time.
Right, right. Now, is this something that you wanted to do, like you wanted to leave the States just to go back home or?
Oh, no. I actually have a son who was born disabled, and I took him back to the UK, so that I could have family help, that type of thing. But then he decided to get into the music scene as well, and he started going to university over there, so I was just kind of bouncing backwards and forwards, trying to help, support him
right.
And come home at the same time. But it all worked out, he's back here now, and he's doing his thing, and, here I am, so.
And especially dealing with a child with disabilities, that must have been such a hard transition,
mm-hmm. Yeah, well, he's fantastic. He just did it. Am I allowed to drop names?
Yeah, that's fine. It's fine.
No, he just as I said, he's studying music in university in the UK, mm-hmm. but he was invited over and he just did a performance in Connecticut for Jadakiss last week. So.
Oh, that's beautiful. Congratulations.
Yeah.
Congratulations. Right now, you're a reggae artist.
Yes, I am.
And what made you do reggae? Is this something that you always wanted to do also, as far as reggae, or is that something that just came about?
You know what? I always loved to sing. When I was growing up, reggae was, my parents from Jamaica. But
right.
Reggae, we were forbidden to sing reggae in the house because my mother was a minister. And
right.
I really didn't think I had the voice for it, but
right.
I sang everything from Motown all the way through. And
mm-hmm.
over and over, everybody, I just kept getting pushed back into reggae. People like the way I sing reggae. It's a little bit different. So, and it's, when I sing reggae, I'm calm and I'm sweet. If I sing anything else, I get a bit angry. My lyrics get a little angry when I sing other songs. So, I like the love.
Uh-huh.
I do my love songs with reggae.
Oh, well, reggae is a very sexy, well, to me, it's very sexy,
yeah.
And it's something that you could, just go ahead and just release that sexiness.
Yes, most definitely.
All that love, Now, your new, you have a song, it's called The Question.
Yes.
Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Oh wow, you know, I've been playing around with my music for a long time, and I wasn't sure what direction I wanted to go in. And one day I got this, you know, this producer. Because I get producers, they just send me music and say, you know, do you like this? Write something to it. And I heard this track, and you know, when I heard the music, I just loved it. And the question is, it's sad in a way because it's, you know, it's a breakup of a relationship, and everybody's going away, but nobody's thinking about the kids who are left behind, you know.
Right.
And mom is devastated because daddy's gone, but she's not thinking, well, you know, he's gone, but I've still got my kids here, and I've got, you know, they're waiting for me, and they need love too. So it took me in a different direction, but, you know, from the way I usually go, but it was nice, and I liked it. I liked it.
That's hot. That is hot. Now, do you write your own music, or do you have, you know, other people that writes your music?
I have other people write my music. I used to write, but I stopped. Mm-hmm. I've got my fingers in too many pies, and, you know, so I have other people write my music. People send me music, DJs send me music. I have a producer that will, you know, he just has a nice collection. He'll just pull something out for me. So I'm lucky there. It was a bit hard at first with my reggae because I have such a, you know, my style is not the usual reggae style. But since I've been back here in the States now, you know, I found a producer who we work well together. So it's working out nicely now.
Hey,
right.
Vienna, can I interrupt you guys for a second?
Mm-hmm.
I need Carlina to use that voice that she really never used, because we're on the radio, girl, and you got to be strong and stern on the radio, and your voice sounds like a little bitty mouth. I can barely hear you, man. And so that means
I'm so sorry. Is this better?
Brother, you see what I'm saying? You got to speak up a little bit, all right? Hey, guys, I'm sorry. I just have to get that out.
It's too low. You heard the man, girl. Speak, girl, speak.
Okay, can you hear me now? Hello, DJ Caesar.
Oh, I'm sorry, but I had to say that, man, because I was like, do I let this go on?
All right.
Or do I want to say something now?
That's okay, that's okay. I, you know, I just didn't want to shout at you.
I guess he wants you to shout, girl. So go ahead, Mama Cita. Shout it out. Shout it out.
Hello.
Thank you. See, Vienna has that strong voice, man. Her voice is real stern. She's like the queen of voices over here in America. I mean, we look up to her. She speaks for every woman in America, basically. She's
strong,
the spokesmodel over here in America.
Yeah.
Shoot, I haven't even gotten in on all the topics and subjects that I could go into. That's to be the voice of America. They don't want to hear my mouth. For real.
Hey, look, while she's asking me about your nationality, she's twisted up too, baby. Don't get it twisted, man. She's twisted up just like you. She's Cuban, Latino, white, all that stuff mixed up. She might have some things in her that I don't even know about. And, you know, I don't probably want to know about it either.
Well, we already know that she's Jamaican, so what else is she? are you, Coralina? What's your nationality?
Oh, God. Let me see. According to mom, it's Jamaican, Chinese, Irish, I think. God knows, we're mutts, but mutts are the best things out there, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I agree. I agree, definitely.
Me.
Yeah, well, we're very hot-blooded, that's what it is.
Yes, most definitely.
Now, you also have a foundation. Can you tell us a little bit about your foundation?
Well, it's not so much my foundation. I just kind of adopted it. Mm-hmm. I heard about it a few years ago, Rebecca Pike Foundation for Sick Children. It's in Jamaica.
Mm-hmm.
And when I started reading up on it, and I think because I have a disabled child, it kind of hit me. And it's a foundation that raises money to fly children, you know, with poor families out so that they can receive medical care. Urgent medical care. Rebecca Pike was a little girl that died back in the early 80s. because her parents couldn't raise the funds to fly her to Canada. And by the time they raised the funds to get her there for the maintenance, for the surgery that she needed, she passed away on the way. She was only, you know, she was a year old. So Rebecca Pike tries to, you know, help out parents in need and children and make sure that they get the care. Just because you're poor doesn't mean that you're not entitled. You know, everybody should be entitled to help when they need it. So it's a lovely foundation, and I like working with them, you know. So.
That is beautiful. That is so beautiful. It's always good to do something for them, you know, and it's all about giving back.
Yeah, you know, and I've, you know, in the past I've worked with United Cerebral Palsy as well, you know, helping to raise funds for them also.
That is beautiful. You keep up the good work, Coralina, because, I mean, you know, God blesses you in so many ways that, you know, it's unimaginable. You know, and especially when you're doing good for others, you know, your children actually are the ones that get all the benefits. You know, they reap all the benefits from God. So.
Yes, most definitely.
Yeah. That is beautiful. So what are you doing now?
Working on my first complete. I've done one reggae album, but I'm working on reggae album and an R&B album at the same time. So I've got my hands full. But, I do it, you know, I'm in the studio almost just about 3 or 4 days a week, just working, writing, working, constantly hoping to get, you know, get a complete album released before Christmas.
Right.
I'm looking forward to it because it's going to be a new style, you know, new me. I've done a couple of remixes just because other people wanted me to do them, but I prefer to work on my own material. I've got some collaborations going with some old school artists from.
Yes, I was about to ask you that.
Yeah.
Please, make some.
I can't mention names yet because we've got a couple of. But I'm working with a Grammy-winning artist at the moment, and I was shocked when I got the call. But I'm happy about it. I'm not going to say, you know, I'm not going to complain. I'm very excited about what we're working on right now.
I could just imagine, especially when you get a phone call, because I remember I had a phone call from a major artist from back in the day, and I just, like, after I hung up the phone with him, I just screamed. My people were like, Diana, are you okay? I'm like,
you have no idea what to say. I mean, I just kind of, you know, someone said to me, a family member said, oh, I'm going to, you know, so-and-so might be interested in talking to you. And I'm like, okay. I didn't think anything of it. The next day, my telephone rang, and I was like, wow. And, you know, and then he said, well, I've got some songs I want you to try out. And then he said, but I want to do a collaboration with you. And this one, I wrote this one. I was like, good God, I was so happy.
That's beautiful.
Be nice.
That is so beautiful, especially when they want you to work with them. And that's such an honor.
Yeah, it is.
That is such an honor.
Blessed.
Yeah,
I really do.
It is. But you know what? You know, and that's something that I learned in the industry many, many years ago, and, you know, and that always stood with me. They're just people. They're people just like us with just a little bit more fame and fortune, but they bleed the way we bleed, you know? That's the way I see it. I mean, it's an honor. It's beautiful. It's great. But at the same time, you know, it's like, thank you.
Yeah,
exactly. You know, and just thank you for acknowledging me. You know what I'm saying?
Yes. I totally agree with that. I really do agree with that. And I've found that they're, you know, approachable, you know, very approachable. You know, people tend to think, oh, this is a star, so I'm not going to speak to you. But as you said, you know, they bleed the same color blood we do, and they're just everyday people. They just happen to be more known than you are.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah,
you know?
Money also. Don't forget that.
Well, yeah, we're the fortune, baby. You can't forget the fame and the fortune. That's right.
Yeah, they've definitely got that.
Yep. They just have a name.
Wow.
That is beautiful. Well, I wish you the best of luck, Coralina. It was such a pleasure speaking with you. You are such an intriguing woman. I cannot wait to hear your collaborations. I can't wait. I just can't wait. I would love to know who it is, but I think you'll be telling me later. You'll be telling me later. Don't worry about it. I'll give you a confidentiality agreement.
Talk about it later.
I'm gonna play you a song right now, Vienna.
I want to hear it.
Maybe Carlina can introduce this song right here, It's called Let Me Be Free. What's up with that song, Carlina?
Oh, wow. You know, we're all searching for the perfect mate, and you find someone, and there's always, you know, either a woman will find a man, and she doesn't want him to go out and be himself because she's scared somebody else is going to take him. You know what I mean? Or a guy wants to hold on to his woman because she's so beautiful and is afraid that if she goes out, other men are going to look at her. But, you know, I was lucky enough to find someone who lets me be me, you know, and it's nice. It's very, very
You know
nice.
What? Hey, Carlina, you're going to have to give me a couple of drops, man. You're going to have to give me – I'm going to send you a drop script because you're going to have to – I got some things I want you to say, man. I want you to say some stuff for the radio, and I want you to say some stuff just for me, all right?
Okay.
Your voice, man. Your accent, man. I love the accent, man. You got me over here. I'm ready to say Mary Poppins is here. You know, you got me out there, man. You got me out there. Hey, Carlina, this is your song, Let Me Be Free. I'm going to play that right now. We're going to get into this a little bit.
Let me be free. Let me be free. Let me be free. Let me be free. Don't ask no questions.
No.
Don't tell no lies.
No.
I'll keep your secret. Your alibi. When you're stepping out late at night, I'll be there. Step in my life. Show me love. I'll give you all you adore. You let me be free. Step in my life. Now you're here.
Lord have mercy. I want to be free. Let me be free.
Hey, She got me one of these three.
I feel like I'm binded. Please let me be free. I like that song. It's very sultry. It has a lot of sexiness to it. A lot of, just sultry.
Great song, girl. I love that song right there. That was wonderful. We got a couple more songs from you. We got like another song. The other song is basically, it's called A Woman Like E. Is that what it's called?
A Woman Like Me, yes.
A Woman Like Me, I'm sorry. Okay, I didn't see the M, but okay, what's that song about?
It could be one of those theme songs that I could play for myself where I could say, okay, that's me.
I've got the woman empowering songs too. This is the woman who takes care of her man, you know what I mean? When you come to work.
That's my new singing song. Go ahead. Explain that song.
Okay. We got enough. We know the gist of this song. I'm gonna go ahead and play this, man. We're gonna go ahead and play it and see what we get. You got me ready to hear it.
Oh Lord.
To work it right.
A Woman Like Me by Carlina. Hey, I like that song too. What do you think, V?
I love it. I love
yeah,
it.
Yeah. I did reggae music anyway, Carlina. I love reggae music. I think that's back to our culture.
Yeah.
And the music is just lovely, man. But you really got a flavor on it, man. I love your voice, man. I love your accent. So it kind of works hand in hand with what you're doing, because basically you're doing something new that nobody else has done. You got like the English accent with the Jamaican accent with the black people accent with the American accent. I mean, you got a lot of different flavors. I like that.
Got a bit of everything in there.
Yeah, I hear that. That's
everybody.
What's up. You got another song called Champion Lovers. You want to tell us a little bit about that one before we play it?
Oh, okay. This is a remix of a song that was written by a young lady that passed away in England 2 years ago, Deborah Glasgow. And,
okay.
I believe Shabba Ranks did a remix of the song with her, but she actually wrote it. So this is my interpretation of her song with someone else. This is just my version of Champion Lover.
Ooh.
Gonna make it
Carlina, Carlina. Hey, girl, you got a lot of great music, man. Every song has been on. I love them, I love them, I love them. What do you think, Vianna?
I love them, too. I really do. I'm enjoying her music. Because it's very sultry.
Yeah, yeah.
I say sultry, just sexy. Like, you know, because her voice blends in with the whole entire music. So it makes it sound so much better.
Yeah, yeah. I love it, too. I love it. I love it. I love it.
You jamming? Hey, is that what you doing? You jamming?
Let's come back to America. Let's come back to America now. Okay. Let me get back in my pose. I'm going to strike a pose right now. Okay, y'all see me? I'm going to take a picture. Quick, quick. Okay. This is what we get, girl. Carlina, it was great having you on the show. This is the part of the show where I let you share your information with the rest of the world, whoever's listening. Last week we had Steven Seagal on here, so you never know who's on the show. But go ahead and plug yourself in, whatever you want to say. Say hello to your friends over and across seas, and give a shout out to your family right here in America. Go ahead and do whatever you want to do, man. Tell them your social networks. Get them everything they want because they're listening right now. So everybody, this is the part of the show where you get your pen and paper ready because Carlina's about to give you her email address and whatever else she wants to give you guys. So everybody, get your pen and crayons and your paper together because it's sketch time on the DJ Black Caesar and the Vianna Show. Was that talking like you? Did I sound like you?
A little. No.
Oh, okay. I guess.
You're being nice.
Girl,
you know that, right?
Okay, you ready for me?
Yes.
Okay, well, of course you can go to my website, which is just very simply www.coralina.com, and the name is spelt C-O-R-A-L-E-E-N-A. I also have a Facebook page, Fans of Coralina, and my regular Facebook page. I have to say hi to my fantastic producer, Jay Sharp, Sharpshooter Productions, in Boynton Beach, Florida, because he's excellent. My family, because I can't do this without them, of course. My cousin, Georgia, who is a daughter of the late, great reggae artist, Alton Ellis. And my sons, of course, who are also three up-and-coming, two rappers and one rapper-producer. Streets, Truth, and Gully. But, you know, just everybody. You know, Sugar Bear Trio, who are great friends of mine and have been, you know, very helpful. And they have another, they have a charity that, you know, I'm working with them as well called RBI, which brings in funds for the urban areas to build community centers for the children, bring up the neighborhood, get them off the streets, get the crime down, get them into school, you know. And my music, of course, can be purchased on iTunes, Amazon, MP3, Rhapsody, and hopefully at the end of this year I will have my album coming out, which is as yet untitled, coming out through Livelihood Records. How did I do?
You did great. You did wonderful. Wonderful.
Is that it? Are you done? I mean, that was it. You
don't want
to give an email.
You know, anyone who's interested in either collaborations or, you know, or whatever, I'm always available to work with charities. That's my number one thing. And they can reach me at coralina@love.com. They can also send emails to nbriggs, that's nbriggs, 13@optimum.net, and I will get the emails, whichever one of those you send them to. I promise I do respond to everything. I have a Twitter. It's @Coralina, of course, because that's my name, and it's easy for everybody to remember. And even though it's difficult, I do respond to everybody. It may take a while, but I do respond, because without the backing of the people who listen and who play, you know, who pay for the music, we wouldn't be anywhere. And I'm very happy that anyone's even interested. So thank you all very, very much.
Cool. I like that.
Beautiful.
I like that. Okay. We're going to get ready. ready for my guy. He's a friend of mine. He's also a businessman. Hey, Carlina, I want to get you to do something for me. We're going to start doing this on the show, Vienna. We're going to start letting the artist intro the next artist that's up to bat. His name is Edge. That's from Big Man Entertainment. Carlina, can you say Edge from Big Man Entertainment?
Yes, the next artist that we'll be hearing from will be Edge from Big Artist Entertainment. Enjoy.
Big Man Entertainment.
Big Man Entertainment. I do apologize. See, now I can't hear you. I can't hear you now, you know, so hey.
Why you can't hear me, y'all? I'm the way on the sound. You can't. Okay, I'm sorry. Hey, this is what I need you to say, Carlina. This is what I need you to say. I need you to say, this is the DJ Black Caesar and Vienna show, and now next up the bet is Big Man Entertainment with Edge. Can you say that, or did I say it too fast?
You said it a little fast, but I shall try. Okay.
Okay.
This
okay.
is
Once
the in. DJ Caesar and Vienna show, and next up is Edge, and I've forgotten the rest.
Yes. Yeah. That's correct. From Big Man, Edge from Big Man Entertainment.
Next up is Edge with Big Man Entertainment. Edge, I'm so sorry, my darling. You've given me a lot to talk about.
Hey, Carlina, I just posted your stuff to Vienna's page, and I also posted up on Facebook. So you guys want to find her. She's on Facebook right now in a post that I just put up, so you guys can find that. You can find Carlina. Hey, now Carlina said we're introducing Edge from Big Man Entertainment. So, Edge, are you there?
Yep.
What's up, Nick? How you doing, Bubba?
Yep. Yep.
You find out you're a freak, Edge. You find out you're a freak.
What's up, my dude?
What's going on, man? You doing all right, brother?
Yeah. Is this the Black Caesar Vienna show? DJ Black Caesar show?
You're at the right place, man. You're at the right place, brother. I mean, we have a couple problems in the beginning, but we got that all worked out, so everything's going smooth now. We do it like that on Soul Train, on the DJ Black Caesar and Vienna show. What's going on, brother? Tell us something good, man.
What's good? What's good, everybody?
Man,
yo, big ups to Carlina.
Thank you very much, Edge.
You know what I mean? First, let me give honor to God. Without him, we wouldn't have nothing. I got to do that.
Yeah, most definitely.
Just shout out to Black Caesar and Vienna.
Yeah.
I'm good, man. I'm over here in New York. Yo, shout out to everybody over there in Tupelo, Mississippi, and worldwide.
Yeah! Hey, all right. Thanks, man. We appreciate that.
You've been outnumbered, son. You've been outnumbered. We here from New York.
Hey,
you out there in the boondocks.
Hey, well, he was from here.
He's out here in New York, right, Ed?
Yeah, Big Man Entertainment, Brooklyn, New York, East New York, in the hit house.
That's how we do. That's how we do.
Wow. Hey, you guys need to collaborate. You and Edge, y'all need to collaborate because you're right in the neck of the woods, so you guys need to get together and do something.
Oh, yeah,
I'm here in Queens. I'm here in Queens, baby. I'm just a hop, skip, and a jump from the Jackie Robinson move.
Oh, no, I was just out there Saturday. We had the cookout out there.
Nice. Okay. What were you, in Jamaica?
I was in Rosedale, my Rosedale in the house. Shout out Rosedale, Queens.
Yeah.
Wow. My man Edge in the house. Hey, you know what, guys? It's great having people together that you know, and it's good to know people in the entertainment world that we can connect like this because it's really fun and it's also informational to the people out there that really don't know about what you got going on. It's a good way to put your information out there. And I'm going to say Edge is one of those people that you want to know because this guy has a lot going on. He will include you what he has going on. So if you guys want to have something going on, if you don't have anything going on in promotions and marketing, then I'm going to tell you, you're at the right place right now with Vienna and DJ Black Caesar. That's how we do it around here. So, Edge, I'm going to let Vienna talk to you a little bit, get to know you a little bit, and let the rest of the world know who you are and what you got going on. And then I'll come on and I'll ask you a couple questions, you know, because I like to hear Vienna talk. She has a great voice, and, you know, she's my girl, man. So I'm putting her out there like that, you know. She's going to do you up, and then I'll do you up, all right? And then we'll see what we got there, and we can go on and get into the music. But first, I'm going to let Vienna take the bet. Vienna, take the bet and bet away.
What's up, Edge? What's going down, Papa? What's really good?
Everything is good right now. Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening to everybody. Everything is good. I don't have no complaints. None.
No complaints, good. None. I want you to tell everybody exactly who you are, what your company is, and what you've been doing.
All right. This is Big Man, also known as Kwasi Edge. I'm the CEO of Big Man Entertainment. Big Man Entertainment is the company that I started. I'm the founder and CEO of that. And it started out in the Bronx, actually. That's where it hit me. And what I do there is manage, market, promote, and produce artists and shows. I entertain every way possible. You feel me? That's what I'm doing with it.
Right. That's what's up. Now, is this something that you always wanted to do? Was it something that you just fell into?
Nah, this is, you know, this is something that was always in my heart. You know how I don't want to get too deep with it, but as you're raised, if you were raised, you know, your parents have one thing that they have for you and mine.
Mm-hmm.
First, they want you to go to school, get educated. You know, they want you to do the right thing. They talk, plan, and direct you a certain way. The music was always in my heart. I did a whole lot of other things, but I finally came back to the music, to what I love. Like, I started out, I was dancing before I could walk. I would pull up on a coffee table and dance. You know, and that was to the Motown sound. I've been here 50 years. Thank you very much.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, 50 in May. And that's how far I go back with the music. You know, it wasn't no hip-hop when I started.
Mm-hmm.
So later on, I thought I was Michael Jackson. I had the breath singing, and, oh, baby, give me one more chance. I'm serious, yeah. I still got the pictures with my afro all that. I thought I was little Michael Jackson. I didn't have the voice, but I had the soul. So, yeah, the music was always with me.
And not only that, it's something where you belong, because I could relate to that. It's like you belong. Like, you could do other things, but you know where you belong. And
no doubt.
Music industry is where you belong, because I feel you on that at 100. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Especially when you love doing something that it's worth doing.
Yeah, it's not even the worst part, because, you know, it's the business has its ups and downs, but it's what's in my heart. It's what I love. So, like, you want a job that you're happy doing.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, you can see performers or sports people at sports, like, they love that. That's what they love to do, and they're getting paid for it.
Right.
So that's how I feel about the entertainment business.
Mm-hmm. Now, as far as your entertainment company, not only is it out here in New York, but do you also deal outside of New York and international?
What? I'm trying to go to another universe, galaxy with it. If aliens want to hear it, I got like E.T., wherever he at, phone home, my dude.
You got the finger glowing, right?
What? I'm trying to be universal, Mom. Not worldwide. I'm trying to be universal, astronomical.
Stu, you trying to go out to Pluto, Mars, Venus, and all that good shit, right?
Nah, you got it twisted. I'm trying to go. I'm like Star Trek. I'm going to go where no man has gone before.
I hear that. I respect the hustle, baby. No doubt. So besides the marketing and the promotions and stuff like that, you've also, as Caesar was saying, you got the clothing line going for you, too.
With the company, I had the logo, so I decided to do the clothing line. Basically, it was like perform for the company, for the company, the artists. You know, I had the hats, the baseball caps, the Scully shirts, a jacket. We're about to expand, but that's how it started out. If you go on Facebook, you can see me wearing it, and I got some. You see this church and everything. Because I'm on Facebook, I'm on MySpace, Twitter. Yeah.
That's what's up.
I'm smiling like a Cheshire cat over here. I'm feeling good talking to you. I love you, Caesar. I love you, Vianna. I love you.
We love you too, baby.
I love music.
What mainstream artists can you say that you've promoted out there that you've put on the map?
All my artists, really, I'm not going to lie to you, all of my artists are underground. They up and coming artists.
Okay.
So, you know, they got a buzz in the streets. We haven't actually hit the main. We haven't targeted all the audience yet. Mm-hmm. You know, we got the hood right now.
But you know what? I'm going to tell you something. Underground artists, to me, they're mainstream in their own way. And the reason why I say that is, all right, out here in New York, Caesar, and everyone else that's not from New York, all you have here is as far as hip-hop stations, there's only two. There's Hot 97 and there's 105.1. Okay, I'm not going to knock them because I love the radio stations, all right?
Right?
But all you hear are the same artists over and over and over and over again. You know what I'm saying? Yes, they're mainstream, but it's the same artists over and over and over again. For you to go ahead and listen to a variety of flavorful artists, you would have to go into the underground scene. You know what I'm saying? Where you can go ahead and get a variety of different artists and different aspects. You know, because you could get them from down south. You could get them from New York. You could get them from anywhere. But they're still on top of their game. And it's different. You feel me?
But if I might intervene, is it all right?
No, you go ahead, baby. It's for you.
Yo, the underground, to me, is everything you said and more. It's where the real hip-hop, the real music, you know, it's all hip-hop, but to me, once it gets the airplay, it gets watered down. I'm talking about the real, you know what I'm saying? The real hip-hop is basically, it's underground. There's a lot of talent out here that's not getting airplay. There's a lot of popcorn, there's a lot of garbage being played on some of the radio stations, no disrespect. If it's feeding you, I respect. Mm-hmm. But as far as hip-hop, like, I was there, you know what I mean, when we had two turntables, two techniques, a Gemini mixer, and some speakers, and we were stealing electricity, plugging it in the pole and partying.
That's right, from the light pole.
we was in the parks, we was out there in the streets, And that was real hip hop, and it was about unity. It was about it started out with the gangs was battling. Instead of fighting and killing each other, they fought on the wheels of steel, or they fake dancing, and the best man won. It was about community, about love. It was telling the story of the plight of the poor people in the Bronx, New York, where I first heard it, you know what I mean? It was telling about how we was living. And the world finally heard how people of color felt in their own language. Now it's down to, I'm seeing balloons, hip-hop balloons and all kinds of stuff now, but it's really commercial. It's worldwide. It's a billion-dollar business, and artists are still starving. But yes, I love
the
it.
The industry has changed so much throughout the years, and I agree with you. Back in the day, it was for the love of hip-hop. It was for the love of music. Now it's for the love of just getting paid.
Yeah. Of money, yeah.
Let's keep it real. You know what I'm saying? Before, you know, you used to have those artists that, okay, well, I'm not getting paid for it, but my music is getting, you know, well played. Now it's like, all right, well, you know what? I got to pay 25 grand for, you know, a radio station just so they can play my song. Are you serious? Get the hell out of here. But it's just the way music evolves, too. You know what I'm saying? So how do you feel about that?
Before I even answer that, please let me do this. I got to shout out to all the fathers and mothers of hip-hop, all the old-school artists, the people that started this, my man Kool Herc, Africa Bambaataa, Zulu Nation, Sweet T, all of those, all the old-school, all the pioneers, yo, salute. I salute you. Now, back to what you were saying. I don't know. There's still some artists that I like that I feel like a hip hop. Like Nas, Common. I'm gonna tell you the people I like. I'm not gonna tell you the people I don't like because I don't want to hurt nobody's feelings. Mm-hmm. But that's what I'm feeling. The hip hop that's still telling stories because, you know, I mean, this is really old. Let's go back from. This is always like this. It derives from poetry, people, stories. So as long as you still tell a story and we can all relate to it, that's what I'm feeling.
I hear that.
I like some old school. A lot of these new cats, I don't even know them because, like, I hear the music and I turn the channel or the station.
You sound like me.
And again, I'm not prejudiced. I'm not hating on you, but there's nothing wrong with music evolving. And hip hop is music, but it's a lifestyle. You know what I mean? Cause it wasn't just the music. We had the graffiti, we had the breakdancing, we had the scratching.
That's right.
Shout out to my man Cool Chip, Bouncewood Productions. It's a lot more to it. Even look, you see the clothing that the people were wearing. That was hip hop. That was our gear.
Yeah.
You know, it was B boys and B girls. That's how we dressed. And
that's how we used to rock it with the Adidas, with the Lingies.
What the Cloud Boomers, the Mock Necks, the Kangol. Come on, man. The British Walkers, the Gabardines, come on, man. The Playboys, what?
That's taking us back.
The Quarterfield Jackets,
the Bombers, the Sheepskins.
No doubt, yo. And they still there, yo. We got grandparents that are hip hop. They're the coolest grandparents you ever meet. I just went to the FEMA reunion, man. It was hot.
To the what reunion, man? You went to?
Yeah, I got the pictures on my page, Caesar. I was out there with Curtis Blow. Everybody was there, man. Curtis Blow, Starsky, damn. I'm so happy because I can't even think, man. Everybody was there.
Yeah.
Damn.
I got you.
It was crazy. It was a beautiful thing, man. It was a beautiful thing. It was over there at B.B. King's on 42nd Street. Anybody know about B.B. King's? You come to New York, go check them out. It's a club over there on 42nd between 8th and 7th.
Okay. That's what's up. All
right. I'm still here with you. So, yeah, I got the closing line. I got Big Man Entertainment Radio. I got my independent label.
Hey, tell us a little bit about the radio station, brother. Let me hear a bit about what's going on with the radio station.
Well, the radio station was what we was talking about earlier. It was about artists that was underground that I wanted to get. I wanted to be heard. So I had them sit in. Plus, of course, you know, the BME All Stars, the BME artists. So that's what it was all about, just about music from the hood.
Okay. Okay. You
know, and underground music.
Okay.
Is it on
a land radio station, or is it a major station or what?
Nah, it's an on the line station.
It's an online station,
but I want to go major. You know what I mean? I want to do my own thing and have my own people working it. You know, it started out with music, but it's bigger than that.
You know what? But, me and Vienna will be willing to work for you, man.
It's not all about the music. It's just I'm using that to do other things like going to real estate. I want to open up some things like boys and girls clubs for the kids, get them off the street, get them something to do, and teach them the right ways, the morals.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm also trying to do some low income housing with the real estate.
Okay.
Some senior citizens. It's just giving back to the hood, man, because it seems like people have forgot about us.
That's
right. Mm-hmm. I'm serious, man. I see them sending millions of dollars overseas. They're giving the rich people tax breaks, and I'm out here. I'm still in the hood. I'm bumping heads with everybody, and I know what we're going through out here. And I see our kids dying out here, and it's rough, man. You know, there's a lot of temptation, a lot of distractions, so. Shout out to everybody that graduated high school and that's about to graduate. Keep going. Education is important.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
It is important. Most definitely.
And like you said, it's all about giving back. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, and a lot of people in the community do appreciate things like that, especially coming from someone in the industry. You know, they didn't forget where they came from. That's what it boils down to.
If you forget where you come from, how are you going to know where you're going?
But you know what? It's sad to say. No, but it's the truth, though, because it's sad to say a lot of people do forget where they come from.
Yeah. I call it amnesia. Yo, this to me, I'm not Jesus, but this music to me is like that loaf of bread. And Jesus fed all those people. That's what I'm trying to do with that music. With Big Man Entertainment, it's just a loaf of bread, you feel me? But I'm trying to feed the masses with it. And as well as educate them. Like, if they go to my page, I'm always saying something positive on Facebook. I'm talking about God and positive things. And it reminds me to stay that way.
Right.
Yeah, because it's easy for that negativity to slip right up in you, man, and possess you.
Yep, it is. Most definitely is. Hey, big man, let me ask you a couple questions.
You can ask me whatever you want, Caesar. If I had three pieces of chicken, you get two.
I got a quick question for you, brother. I've always been curious about knowing about your clothing line. Can you tell me a little bit about it? Like, how's the clothing line doing? Have you made $1 million yet? Are you on your way to it? Have you gotten near it? Tell me a little about that. I'm thinking about that also.
Yo, I love you, man, but no, it's not making $1 million. Actually, I got more orders than I got clothes. I'm backed up. Look, me be honest with you. Can I be honest with you, everybody, too below? Please,
please. Please. Hey,
we're
honesty, man. That's what we like. We like honesty.
Okay. Well, I'm keeping it 100
with you. But you can have to do it later.
I'm keeping you 100. I'm keeping it 100. Big Man Entertainment is not a non-profit organization, but it's funded by itself. I don't have nobody. Mm-hmm. God gives me the energy and the will, and I produce, I make the money. You feel me?
Okay.
So sometimes it's there's financial things, you know. You know, there's such thing as your company being in the red and the black.
Right.
So being that what I should have did was focus on one thing, but I had so much things that I wanted to do, and I tried to do it all at the same time.
I had
to slow down on some of the other things, like the clothing line. That's still here, but we're about to come back better than ever. Because the colors was basically the colors of the company, which is yellow and black. The logo, you see a big man, which is me with a Kango on, and then it says Big Man Entertainment, and it has the two faces, the smiley face and the sad face.
Okay.
See, those faces come from theater, but I deal with it as life, because life can make you cry or can make you laugh.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I got it.
So can Big Man Entertainment.
Yeah.
If
yeah.
That's with our money, we're going to make you cry. Now, I'm just playing. Nah, we're not violent. We down with Martin Luther King. We not violent, but we also down with Malcolm X, because by any means necessary, we're going to get it done.
Right. I got you, brother. I got you. I'm the same way, man. I'm not about violence. I don't condone violence, but I will say that. I will agree with you, so.
Yeah.
We're not here to Devo, anybody. We're not here to Devo no more.
Nah. Nah, we civilized. That D-Boy style is really uncivilized. Like it or not, that's what it is. Anybody doing that, you're not acting civilized. You know, you acting like you don't have knowledge yourself, and now you can Google it. So there's no excuse.
That's right.
I got you. That's what's up. Appreciate that, man. Vienna, man, this dude right here. I swear, man, you don't really have to talk to him, because he gonna introduce himself, and then everything he does, he's gonna put it all in a nutshell. So. It's not really a lot to say to Big Man.
Well, but that's because he's keeping it going. He's keeping it at 1,000, and that's the way it's got to be.
I like that, too, man. It's good when you don't have to do anything. Just sit back and enjoy the show, man. Because, Big Man, I've been enjoying this show. We got about 9 minutes to go. I'm just letting you guys know we've got about 9 minutes. And I'm going to let Big Man introduce his what he got going on so you guys can find it online. He's everywhere. You can Google search Big Man Entertainment, Google search Edge, and you can find out what he has going on. But he's going to give you a few of those places in just a little bit, some of his social networks in a little bit. Edge, we got a couple songs, man. We got enough time to listen to one of them, man. Man, it's just been so good talking to you, man. I forgot all about the music. But Edge has a lot of artists that he deals with, and this is one of his artists, Bostic. You guys check it out. This is who he think he is, man. This is called Beautiful Bostic.
I am in and out the country, in and out the state. I am Brooklyn. I will go in and out your face with the razor. I am strong arm robbery. I am Quincy Street. No strength, Marcy. Wolves and gorillas attacking with no warning. I am that ra 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 4 in the morning. I am Best-Stuy, Brownsville. I am never shook. I am Clinton Street. Bigger than that, I'm Red Hook. I am BX certified Bronx farmer. Mr. Brown Place, the shield and the armor. I am Willis Ave. I am Brook 138. MR Colonel, I am going to get it straight. South Bronx, North Bronx, 3rd Ave, 4th, unfazed. of fame, unaffected by the stardom. I am more than a star, can't see him, can't smell him. Who he think he is, this is what I tell him. I think I'm Brooklyn, get to my face. I think I'm Boston, yes, Mr. Brown, please. I think I'm Harlem, yeah. I'm that ill, Grand Projects, Manhattanville. I think I'm Y.O., quiet down. The race waste is square, quiet down. Charlotte and B-more, I'm that kid. I think I'm New York, yeah, I'm that kid. I really think I'm Harlem, look at how I diddy bop. Icy, fitted on lean, and the simi got AZ, Alpo, rich in the 90s. I'm feeling myself, and I think they like me. 125th Street, I dare you to follow. I think I'm the Cotton Club, I think I'm Apollo. Molotov, cocktail, throw it in the air. Harlem world, we getting money over here. I think I am Y.O., Clark Street, Cadman, Palisades to the square. I get up in your wet ass, with me up, slow bar. I show you how to do a play. Come through Runyon and air you on Blue Day. Lawrence, Tuckahoe, you can really see that. I think I am Oak Street, show me where he is at. One man gang, can't see him, can't smell him. They like, who we think he is? This is what I tell him. I think I'm Brooklyn, in my face. I think I'm Bronx, yes, Mr. Brown Place. I think I'm Harlem, yeah. I'm that ill, Grand Projects, Manhattanville. I think I'm Y.O., quiet down. The race waste is square, quiet down. Charlotte and B-more, I'm that kid. I think I'm New York, yeah, I'm that kid. I think I am Charlotte. Soldiers, line up, meet me at the lake. Meet me at the wind up. South Charlotte, North Charlotte, call me a savage. I run through both, I'm W.T. Harris. I am Baltimore, gorillas that spray rounds. Heavy at the harbor, heavy on the Greyhound. Orioles, Ravens, birds in the air. When the blue light's flashing, you can't come around here. I am New York to the mother, become death of me. Put my heart into it, then I give them what's left of me. I am 34th Street, I am Times Square. I am Johnny Pump, get a can, spray it in the air. I am graffiti, spray painted on the train. I am concrete, pothole, blocking the lane. Who we think he is, that's because they can't smell him. Turn around, salute. This is what I tell you. I think I'm Brooklyn, Brooklyn in my face. I think I'm Bronx, yes, Mr. Brown Place. I think I'm Harlem, yeah. I'm that ill, Grand Projects, Manhattanville. I think I'm Y.O., quiet down. The race waste is square, quiet down. Charlotte and B-more, I'm that kid. I think I'm New York, yeah, I'm that big.
Damn, dude, that song was hot, man. That song was on fire. Hey, that was Bostic. Hey, tell me a little about your artist right there, dude. Can you really love a little bit of that?
Yo, that's my man Bo Bostic. Right now he's doing a show up in Harlem at the movie theater, Magic Johnson Movie Theater, over there on the 125th. Okay. Shout out to him. The only reason why I'm not there is because I'm with DJ Black Caesar Vivian. You heard?
We appreciate that. Don't get me wrong. Don't get it twisted. We do appreciate that, man. We appreciate it.
Yeah.
So nice.
Can you give out your social networks right quick, man, so we can get that out of the way before the show ends. Let me
straighten that out, though. He's not my artist. He's affiliated with me. So he's
okay.
All right. Okay. But here we go. You got bigmanentertainmentmusic.webs.com. That's my website. My email is bigmanentertainmentmusicllc@gmail.com.
Hey, big man, hold on for a second, man. Let me get everybody get their pens and pencils together, get your paper together, guys. I'm sorry to give you
time. Heard what you said. Get your pens and pencils
together. He's going to give it one more time, guys. He's going to start from the beginning. He's going to give his website, and he's going to give his email. Go ahead, dude. I'm sorry.
They ready? Get your chalk, your blackboard, your pen and paper, your rock, your chisel. Let's get you. All right, Big Man Entertainment Music.webs.com is the website. Big Man Entertainment Music.webs.com is the website.
Cool.
My email address is Big Man Entertainment Music LLC at gmail.com. Big Man Entertainment Music LLC at gmail.com. You can reach me at 347-328-2382. Big Man Entertainment is on Twitter. We're on MySpace. And our address is P.O. Box 213, Big Man Entertainment, P.O. Box 213, Bronx, New York, 10467.
And if you want to know anything else about Big Man, you can Google search him. Like I said, he's all over the Internet. And also, I got his Facebook information up right now, so you guys can find that. And I think I got it in some of the groups right now. I'm going to put it in the Nation Billing Group. And if you guys want to find him, you can find him on Facebook. We got a couple of questions for you out there, dude. 832, go ahead and ask your question, please.
Good evening, everyone. How is everyone?
Hey,
fine. Good evening.
Can y'all hear me okay?
Yes, ma'am. How you doing? Loud and clear.
This is Gidget from Nation Building. What's going on, DJ Caesar, Sister Bianna?
We
good.
Man, it's all good. we had a little trouble in the beginning, but we worked it out, man. You got it worked out for us. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Yes, sir. I didn't want to ask a question now at this late hour, but I wanted to bring the attention to you, Caesar, and you, Bianna.
Yes.
I think y'all a month into this radio show now, and I just want to commend you that you and Bianna are doing such a good job, and we are so pleased to have you a part of the Nation Building family, and we are honored with you to be introducing these new artists, and I love the variety. There have been a variety of new artists on your show. And I just want to thank you, DJ Caesar, for everything you do for Nation Building, and Bianna for coming on board. Y'all are two beautiful people that I've been blessed to incorporate into my life, not only professionally but personally. So I just want to give a shout-out to the DJ for a change. You know, cause sometimes people forget about the DJ, but Caesar, you know you're the man. And Bianna, I know who to get for a substitute if I ever lose my voice and can't do a show.
You know that's right.
Yo, Caesar.
Yes, sir.
Yo, she knows something about hip hop, my dude, because the DJ was the man at the beginning of the stage. For the rappers, the DJ was getting it. He was getting it all.
Yeah, right. Hey, dude, look, man, let me tell you something about Gidget, man. I gotta give you her information also. That's a person right there if you wanna talk to. This girl has the information, man. She has a show that comes on Sunday, and she also has a show that comes on Thursday at 8 o'clock. So I'm gonna be calling you up, big man. You need to come and check us out tomorrow, man. We start at 8 o'clock Central Time. We'll be right here on with Gidget and Sister Muhammad. Man, we got a lot of people online, man.
Oh, okay.
It's a great show, man. It's a great show, man. You'll love it.
I'm definitely with that. I'm going to check it out.
Actually,
okay,
got the single show, too. And so if you're single, you better call in because she'll find you, honey.
Oh, thank you.
She'll get you married before the year is out. Hey, she's also getting married herself. She has her newfound what do you call him? What do you call it? I know you're a bride. What do you call the guy?
Therefore, I'm
The groom?
The groom. The fiancé.
He's a groom.
Yeah, the groom.
Okay. Caesar, is he there?
Yeah, he's there. We're experiencing technical difficulties, but we're going to have it together in a minute.